Welcome. Page 63, last paragraph from the bottom on the chapter on penance and renunciation. This knowledge is described in the Bhagavad Gita so beautifully. The benefits of dispassion and inquiry are described by Lord Krishna to Arjuna in chapter 12 of this beautiful scripture. He says that once you know that your nature is of the divine, once you have full faith in the divine alone, then you know that your nature is of the unmanifested, the spirit, which enlivens the body, mind, and intellect, that which cannot be measured, but pervades and illumines all senses. That is what you really are. Other words that give us a hint about this awareness principle by Lord Krishna are that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, the all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging, fixed, and immovable. In our attempts to let go of our lower base values through tapas and vairagya, reminding ourselves that we are the unchanging, the unmovable, the absolute truth, the senses then have nothing to get stuck on anymore. We slowly but surely become established in the higher state of just being one with the divine, non-dual, one. Using the above knowledge can be potentially hard for someone who has just started on the path of being a seeker. However, the divine, being so compassionate, offers further thoughts of moving forward on the path of sacrifice, that is tapas and vairagya. It has been said that if we were to let go of our negative values such as selfishness and greed by encouraging in our own mind substitutions for these negative values with the positive values of the divine, we shall achieve the same effect. For example, if we are a bit lazy and we want to get more active, then we can make a big difference just by thinking of being active. We should invite, cajole, and entice our own minds to think about the potential benefits of being active. The mind will relent. Bring to your attention the memory and values of current and recent seers from Bharat, India, who worked tirelessly, like Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, Sadguru, Swami Chinmananda, or Swami Vivekananda. They hardly slept and worked tirelessly for the better.